Talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Ben, the last couple of weeks we've been kind of rolling along with 5,000 cattle or so at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. What seemed to be the mood of the ship yesterday?
Well, it would be pretty close to a week ago. You know, I think they called it a little lower and uneven, steady, and then, you know, lots of interest on these grazing cattle. There's just not many of them around. You know, that deal a week ago Monday was so snappy and so good. You know, I can see it pulling back a little bit since Friday, and yesterday had a little pullback on the board, and still, I talked to a feedlot guy yesterday, and just still this lingering bird flu deal that's really not a big deal, but they, you know, it's kind of an anchor and pulling on it out there.
I guess when we look at these animals right now, we've still got, I think, what, several cattle out on graze out wheat?
Yes, we've still got several customers, you know, especially down there in southern Oklahoma and north Texas, keep catching rains, which is a good thing, you know, and got some undergrowth coming. I've talked to several of them, you know, they're not in a hurry to come, but just going to be kind of indicative of what to come. There's lots and lots of big cattle out there. You can tell by the numbers and the breakdown of weight classes there in Oklahoma City yesterday.
It seems like these yearling weights, these heavier yearling weights, are really making some good money right now.
They sure are. And, the 7.25 up to 780 weight, those things are sure worth a lot of money, kind of fitting some of them holes that the feedlot guys are wanting to be in. And if you get down there around that tight 7 weight, and if they happen to be a little green, boy, those things sure bring a lot to graze.
When you start looking at the rest of the spring, into the rest of May into early June, how are these runs going to play out, you think?
You know, I don't know, Ron. That's the kind of deal. We had 5,260 yesterday compared to about 8,300 a year ago. You know, and I don't know if some of that's weather. I don't know if some of it's just tighter numbers. I guess we'll just have to see as we go along. But I don't think everybody, you know, nobody's forced to sell right now. So I think that can kind of spread it out a little bit also.
What's the word from the country as far as the market later on the week in Comanche and also Woodward?
Woodward's going to have a pretty decent run Thursday. Going to have about 250 cows today and going to have a run in Comanche tomorrow about like we have been being. You know, we got these fats running kind of 184, had a little bit of 186 last week. And that same thing the feedlot guy said, you know, he said we can almost get it to take off, but then there's another bird flu talk kind of weights it back down.
They've about milked the bird flu thing for about all it's worth, I think.
I agree with you 1,000%, Ron. Absolutely.
All righty. So folks want to talk to you about these markets. What's the best number to call?
Ben Hale, 940-631-2333.
Ben, thanks so much, sir. Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Of course, they've got Western Livestock Commission at the Oklahoma National Stockyards Monday and Tuesdays, the Comanche Market middle of the week, and the Woodward Livestock Auction on Thursday with their major sale of the week. Always, you can check out their website, westerncommissioncompany.com, for more information about these great markets. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.